on this day of the week, which is dedicated particularly to St. Joseph, the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the putative father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we also on this particular day celebrate the feast of a great bishop of the Renaissance era. He was considered by his contemporaries as another St. Charles Borromeo. And of course, his name is the one that's in the Missal, as you can see, St. Gregory Barbarigo. A sort of poetic name, Barbarigo. He was born in Venice of a well-to-do Catholic family, and they sent him to study, as was the custom in those days, both civil law and canon law at the university in nearby Padua. Of course, Padua is just a boat ride away from Venice, but whether he went home every day or not, I don't know. He is not a saint with which I'm very, very familiar with. But anyway, because of his degrees in law, he was sent to Germany, to Westphalia, where there was a Treaty of Westphalia made between the church and the states, in particular, the Protestant states that had since developed in Germany since the time of the monstrous Martin Luther. And at that time, he became very good friends with the cardinal who was there in charge of this treaty, that negotiations were already done. He was in charge of the effective signing of this treaty of Westphalia, Cardinal Kiji. Now, Cardinal Kiji became friends with St. Gregory and eventually was to ordain him to the priesthood. In the meantime, and later on, he went back to Rome and he was made Pope Alexander VII. And he then at that point made Gregory Bishop of Bergamo, which is near Milan, the city that was very close to the birthplace of Paul VI and John the 23rd. And then he transferred him to the see, the Archdiocese of Padua. And there he died at the end of the 16th century. So today we celebrate his feast. Now it's interesting because both of these, there are three saints here that I have mentioned, St. Gregory, St. Paul VI, St. John the 23rd, were all related in the episcopacy and the holiness of their life for Christ and also in their birthplace, which became the first diocese of St. Gregory Barbarigo before moving on by the request of the Pope Alexander VII to the city, the Archdiocese of Padua. So today we honor this great saint. He was beatified way back, I think, by Pope Clement XIII, but it was, curiously enough, St. John the 23rd, who in 1960 canonized him. Sometimes there's a long span between canonization and the death of a saint. It's not always like in these days and days that we hear the nonsense of santo subito, a saint right away. That is not the way it is. Miracles must be performed by the saint, and they must be tested by the church. So this saint, a great saint of the Renaissance and of the priesthood of the church, St. Gregory Barbarigo, was only canonized recently in 1960. May he intercede for us, that we may have many holy priests, many holy bishops, and many holy popes. In the meantime, our pilgrims in Spain today went to the very ancient town. It's not quite a city. It's a very small town, like Pensacola, of Almeria, where Father Zanka started his studies in the seminary. I sent him there because we found a good bishop and a good seminary. The rest of the history, we don't need to repeat now. But anyway, he went there, and there they celebrated Mass, among other places, or in the main place, in the sanctuary of Nuestra Señora del Mar, Our Lady of the Sea. And so we pray to Our Lady of the Sea, in particular today, that we begin this season with a bang of torments and storms and hurricanes and so forth, to protect our parish and our diocese from any horrible and dire harm. Now, one thing about Almeria that you should know is that the first bishop of Almeria was consecrated by St. Peter himself. So this goes back all the way to the time of Christ. What a wonderful heritage they have. And they have maintained the faith. And in the meantime, other things have gone on. But pray for that city and that diocese of Almeria, protected by Our Lady of the Sea. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.